Welcome to another Carlin Lades Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
Sean Carlin.
Now, Sean, Peter Bowman's our guest today.
With a lot of guests, like, which is fabulous.
Well, this coronavirus has helped.
Well, now it's lifting, so we can actually get face-to-face and talk with people.
Absolutely. Now, Peter has got a lot to do with the resurrection of the Gawler Eagle Soccer Club here, and he's also the chairman of the Quebec Sports Association. Welcome to the show, Peter.
G'day, guys. How are you? Good to be here with COVID. I've washed my hands. It's all good.
Yes, I saw you wash your hands. Good man. Yeah. Good man.
Did you wash your hands? You washed yours as well. I did mine.
Yeah, but you admitted that you couldn't see with those glasses on. Now, Peter, just tell us a little bit. How did you get involved with the Gawler Eagles?
I moved to Gawler.
You moved to Gawler?
Yes, I was in Hillbank.
Yeah?
And then my daughter was going to Trinity at Gawler River. And then we thought, well, we might as well pack up and move up to Gawler. So needless to say, I work from home, so it was good. It was a good opportunity to get out the house. And Gawler Eagles needed a bit of help back then. We're talking 2.5 years ago. And a bunch of other people came on board as well. And I put my hand up to be the club secretary. I had no idea what I was doing. I still don't. And things have just snowballed from there.
And, of course, how did you get onto the Carbethan Sports Association and chairman?
Some bloke called Robert Laidlaw dobbed me in, which didn't help me none. And, I put my hand up and I thought, oh, look, if I'm heavily involved with Gawler Eagles, I might as well just take that one extra step and just do a bit of KSA stuff as well. So it's a lot of fun.
Now, Peter, you said you work from home and we just had a quick conversation on the way and I'm very interested in your work. So can you share with us what you actually do for work? And
yeah, I'm a cartoonist. So I work in the print media, which is fading quickly. primarily, it's political cartoons on a daily basis. So I've got a bunch of newspapers or had in Queensland, Geelong, Mildura, WA, Fairfax Regional in New South Wales. So I get around. It's fun. I guess it's a bit like glorified colouring in. I just sit there, draw a silly picture, colour it in and send it off with an email and bang, that's my day done. So it's really good.
Yeah, there's a lot more as we know because that's what I find always interesting about the cartoons. Like obviously the people, you think, people that do them, and it's lovely to meet you, obviously have one, a great sense of humour and obviously can understand that what's going on in terms of in that particular political agenda, etc., or what's happened out in society and put it into that one image. Yep. And it means so much.
Mm. Yeah, politics is a bit like a soap opera. It's no different than watching Neighbours or Home and Away or Big Brother, except it's to do with money and business and power, and a cartoonist is to sit there and just
make fun of them. Yeah.
And you know, you've got the likes of Pauline Hanson and Donald Trump, so there's always a story there. There's always an angle. There's always something to make fun of about politicians, and I think a lot of people appreciate that as well. So,
look, assuming you're talking about your cartoons, I must thank you, Peter, because Robin Mahol and myself, we're doing the Sonny Moyes story, the book, and Peter's done some absolutely sensational cartoons for the book. Thanks, Peter.
My pleasure. Sonny's a legend. With Gawler, Gawler Central, yeah, and Central District Footy Club. So I'm just happy to chip in and do my bit as well for the big fella.
And how did you get into soccer then? Is that something you played yourself or is it something that obviously you'd mentioned your daughter? Is she involved in soccer?
Yeah, my daughter plays under-17 girls. She started with the under-13s, so she's moved through the ranks. And with me, nothing. I've got absolutely no idea about soccer.
But hang on.
Nothing.
Now, you're a Dutchman, aren't you?
I am Dutch.
Aren't the Dutch pretty good at soccer?
They are. Well, they say that they are, but really, every World Cup, you know, it's a team of champions, but it's never a champion team. So they always fall short. I can pronounce Ajax correctly, and that's as far as it gets with me. So, it's pretty ordinary, I must admit.
Well, it's a good way to get it back on soccer, wasn't it?
It is a good way to get back on soccer. Good bunch of people down at the soccer club, I must admit, of all shapes and sizes. It's really good to get a feel for the sense of community, and all these people represent Gawler, and actually it goes a little bit further than that. There's a couple of blokes from the Barossa Valley, a few from Elizabeth and Smithfield and whatnot. So, it's really good. It's a nice little gel of activity.
for you personally, what's been the most challenging aspect of your involvement with the soccer club?
Learning the rules and the offside rule? No, apart from that, no, it's just getting my head around how a small club can operate efficiently. That's the key. You can always have a small club, but if the workload isn't being shared with committed people, then it makes life difficult. But with the power of delegation, we've got a good president, Joe Redenti, who's a top bloke, and he calls a spade, and he wants things done, and everyone's more than happy to do it. So.
Yeah, it's really critical. I mean, we've all been involved in small clubs at different levels, and it is really tough, isn't it? And that's what I think, and that's what the small any club really needs is people who volunteer. And obviously, it's typical of yourself. Like, I was involved in basketball, and if people said, "What do I didn't play basketball, I know nothing about it." But it's just mums and dads who say, "Hey, I want to help out here." Obviously, as you're talking, and without people like yourself and other mums and dads, that's if we can get any message out there. If you can help with your local club, it's a great thing to do.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, most of our coaches are parents, from the under sixes up to the under 15s. And a lot of them have no experience with soccer, but they're dead keen to help out. And they're all volunteers. So we're really grateful for those people to hang around and do the right thing throughout this pretty topsy-turvy 2020 so far with the rules and regulations with COVID. It's thrown a spanner in the works, but we've got a meeting here at Starplex coming up next Wednesday, so hopefully the kids will be training pretty well by next week.
And what about the KSA itself, the Cobbington Sports Association? You've got softball association, you've got a baseball club, you've got a cricket club, there used to be a hockey club and the soccer club. How does that mix go in a sporting location like that?
It goes. It works. All clubs are responsible for their own domain, but they're also ultimately responsible for the overarching governing body which is the KSA. The clubs are getting on quite nicely, actually. I get on well with the baseball people. I talk to you, for example, and the softball people are quite nice as well, as are the cricket guys. So we share the same club rooms. We pretty much share the same facilities to varying degrees. But all these clubs have been there for such a long time that it actually works quite well.
Now, it's interesting that Sean brought up about you being a cartoonist. Now, I know that you're just a strong Central District supporter as well. I am. But before Central's had the success to win premierships, there used to be this home magazine, BM's playing quite well, and you had a lot to do with that.
Yep.
Just talk us through a little bit about how much fun was it doing those types of productions?
Yeah, it was fun. BM or Brendan Maguire is playing quite well. Was a
fanzine
based on the British soccer fanzines, and we copied pretty much. The intent was to make fun of the club and make fun of ourselves. And at the time, Centrals were pretty ordinary, I must admit. Well, I'm talking 92, 93. It's a strange coincidence that by the time we stopped after 5 or 6 years, Centrals actually did really well. So I'm not too sure. But there was a nice bunch of blokes involved from all walks of life involved with that. There was me. There was a guy at the time worked at 5AA as a copywriter. There was a guy who actually worked here at Trinity, Lloyd Cook, who was the who went on to Pulteney as the English head, and now he's at Geelong Grammar, so he's done quite well for himself. And Jeff, Westpac, techie IT type dude, lovely guy. And
Russell Ainsworth?
No, he wasn't. No, Russell was a fan. And we had a couple of other blokes, Terry and Big Mike. They've since passed away, sadly, but they all contributed in various ways.
You know, the funny thing is you encapsulated the English soccer type supporter base at Central Districts. So, in effect, you've come full circle. Now, you're involved with soccer.
Yeah, pretty much. It's quite strange, isn't it? Yeah. Actually, I'm going to go to training with my Dutch Up Holland soccer scarf and see what the guys will do. They'll probably chase me out, so.
Where do Gawler Eagles fit in the soccer world? Because there's a lot of, obviously, clubs all around. There's different competitions that people play in. Where does Gawler Eagles fit in to the soccer sphere?
Yep. The Eagles are affiliated with the, well, the now called Football South Australia, which is the old Football Federation of South Australia. So we're State League 2, so which is it's a three-tier competition. And so we're down in the bottom rung. So there's State League 1, and then there's NPL, which is the top tier.
And you get promotion relegation.
Promotion relegation, we got so close last year. It was really, we finished second on the ladder. And like Centrals of old, made the finals, and just it just did not happen. So we were quite disappointed with that. Two other clubs went up, and two other clubs have come down from State League 1. But we're looking good. Prior to COVID, we played three or four games, and we actually lost one. So we're sitting pretty not – like the season was starting quite well, and then, of course, the big interruption happened. So for the seniors, they resume on July the 3rd. So training has been going on for the last 2 weeks. And for our juniors, they'll start commencing play or competition July 25th.
Does soccer have an off-season, or does soccer play two seasons, like a summer-winter season?
No, it depends on the club, Sean. Some clubs have, like, the old man brigade running around, the over 35s. Generally, they don't. I don't think we ever did put it that way. We certainly had an over 35s for quite some time. We don't have that now, which we'd love to get those guys back because they support the bar pretty well. But yeah, so basically all our focus at the moment is just State League 2 and all the other junior grades alive. So.
And you've got a strong women's competition as well?
Yeah, we've got some girls' teams. We've got an under-11 squad of 15, which is quite handy, and we've got an under-17 girls' team. And that's got a squad of 14. So those girls next year, this season will go up to the women's. And we're always on the lookout for more girls. There's a lot of competition out there with Aussie rules. I mean, netball's always got its place, fair enough. But, yeah, Aussie rules has certainly made things a little bit more difficult to recruit girls to play. And so what we're after is girls who actually don't like being tackled. I mean, Aussie rules is a great sport, don't get me wrong, but sometimes not everyone's built for that type of intensity. So soccer's a nice way of it's a nice alternative, put it that way.
Did you have any interest in soccer? Did you follow any of the English teams?
No.
None at all? I can't believe that. I remember...
Eric Cantona and, you know, doing his kung fu kick. That's as far as it got, mate. It was just like...
I mean, yeah. I've known you, Peter, for... 30-odd years or something, and I remember the first time I saw you out there with the soccer, I took a double take. I thought, what's he doing out here with the soccer? I just wondered if you understood whether you weren't allowed to handball
the... You weren't the only one surprised, mate, because, you know, I was yelling out, holding the ball, and everyone was just looking at me going, what's he on about? So it did take me a little while to get used to watching the game intently, put it that way. It's fun.
So with the COVID-19 stuff, you said the senior men started off pretty well. Is the season going to count? Like, I mean, last year obviously we were very close to moving up into the next league or next level.
Yeah.
So are they going to count the season as a regular season?
Yes, yeah. Now the season will still progress. Clubs at this particular moment have been given options to put down as their preference. So we've gone for preference number one, which is the season as is, but no cup rounds, which is another competition within, and no finals. So the top two teams go straight up, and the bottom two teams from State League One come down. So now whether other clubs agree to that or not remains to be seen. So, yeah, that's going to be nutted out over the next couple of weeks.
All right, well, thank you very much, Peter. We'll have to have you come in again and talk soccer, maybe a little bit more soccer than this time.
I'm trying to explain the offside rule. Yeah, good luck with that.
I appreciate it.
So it's another Cut Unload Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.